Hi, my name is Josh Cohen, and I'm a counselor in training this year at URJ Camp Newman. I've been lucky enough to come to this beautiful area, which I call my second home, for 9 years now. Through many experiences with friends, counselors, and even my own brothers, camp has instilled a special place in my heart. A way that I have decided to give back to camp this year is by revealing how amazing Camp Newman is through a podcast which will contain two staff members who have tremendous experience in both being a camper and a staff member at Camp Newman, along with one of my campers this summer who's going into the third grade. The podcast will convey the traditions, spirituality, and true meaning of camp. So without further ado, here is Camp Newman through Josh's eye.
I'm Rudy Brandt. This is my 13th summer at camp, and I'm currently a second year staff member.
How did you hear about camp in the first place?
My dad is a rabbi. Okay. So I've been at a URJ Jewish sleepaway camp every summer since I was 6 months old. And I started coming to Newman with him when he was a faculty member before I was old enough to be in session. Okay. So through him, I guess. I think that because he took me here when I was really young, I got to see firsthand a lot of things and knew that I wanted to be a part of them. I would see the older campers doing tie-dye or swimming or like sitting with their cabin mates and their counselors during Shabbat, and that was just always something that I knew I wanted to be a part of.
And just like you said, you've been here for 13 years now. What every year drives you to come back?
When I was a camper, I think it was definitely the people that I met. I definitely felt like I had a family at camp, and that like my closest friends in my life were the brothers and the sisters that I met here. It was also like they were the people with whom I felt the most comfortable being myself. And then also Judaism. Judaism is something that's really important to me, and camp is definitely the basis for a lot of my Jewish values and the way that I live Jewishly in my life. As a staff member, I definitely come back to give the experience that I had to campers.
Definitely. For your entire 13 years, what has camp impressed upon you?
Definitely a greater sense of self, I think. I think that every year that I come to camp, every summer that I spend here, I learn new things about myself and how I am and how I interact with the world. And I think that it's really healthy to come to a place where you can be in touch with who you truly are and learn about things like self-care and valuing yourself and having good self-esteem.
Definitely. Like you were saying before about coming back to camp with your friends and how it is a big part of your Jewish identity, what other things makes camp so special?
I think that what makes camp so special is that it's this haven for campers and for staff members and for CITs to come away from their lives for a moment and take a break and just like be happy and be relaxed and be at ease and above all else be Jewish. So it's just like provides this space where there's really no pressures and no stress, and who you are can come out as you live Jewishly.
Camp runs on a philosophy of care, which is an acronym. C for community, A for acceptance, R for role model, and E for each and everyone. How has that philosophy been a part of your time at camp?
As a camper, I think that acceptance was the biggest part of care for me. I felt like I could be whoever I wanted to be, and that my staff members and my Rashim and my peers, my fellow campers, would accept me and would welcome me as like as I am, and that was a huge lesson that I learned here. And I also learned that it was okay to be Jewish, and that, you know, there was people who would accept me being like as Jewish as I am and however I want to be. As a staff member, I think the E in care, each and every one, means a lot to me because I'm in charge of a lot of campers, and I really value building individual relationships with them and, you know, finding time out of each and every day to sit with each and every one of them and really get to know them and see how camp's affecting them.
What kinds of advice would you give to campers that are coming back to camp year after year to share their experiences with their friends, find more about themselves, about their Jewish identity. What would you share with them?
I would say, like, don't take it for granted. I think that the time that we spend here, we're so lucky to be here. And sometimes we get so comfortable here because it is our home that we don't remember how truly special it is. I think that finding at least a moment in each day to remember how lucky we are to be here and to decide to share that with your friends and with your family and to remember it yourself.
What do I say again?
Your first and last name, how many years you've been to camp, and then your session.
Wait, did I say hi?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ruby Run, and this is my first year, and I'm in Mashina.
All right, Omri. Can you tell me what your favorite part of camp has been so far?
The tower.
The tower? What's so fun about the tower?
When you go down.
Besides Adventure Mountain, what have you loved about camp so far?
The water slide.
The water slide and the pool. That's good. We go here every day, right?
Yeah.
What about Shabbat? Can you tell me about Shabbat?
My favorite part? Dancing.
Dancing? Yeah. And then we have food and then the service. You like the service?
That's... Yeah.
What about the service is so great? Shabbat, like, what's so special about that?
Singing.
With your cabin and with your counselors. If you were going to tell something to someone that was maybe going to come or coming next year as a first-year camper, because you've been here, what would you tell them?
To come with me to camp.
To come with you to camp? Oh, so you're going to come next year?
Yes.
Can you tell me how you heard about camp?
My dad, probably.
And did he tell you anything about camp? Like, what did you hear about camp before you came here?
That there's French fries, that my dad told me. My dad told me the water test.
Tell me what you're most excited about for next year.
So, make a friendship bracelet and high ropes and zip line. We're having fun, like, with the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And playing, like, cards in the cabin.
What do you think makes camp so special?
Everything.
Hi, my name is Marissa Robineau. This is my 13th summer at Camp Newman, and I'm a second year staff member, and I'm currently a counselor for Hoggy Goff.
How did you hear about camp?
Honestly, I'm not really sure how I heard about camp. I was like 8 when I came. I knew that my aunt and my uncle were working there and my cousins had been going for many years and absolutely loved it. So my parents pushed me to try it, even if I wasn't too excited about the idea.
What types of things did you hear about camp from your family?
I just heard that it was a really special place and a really good way to spend your summer and to meet people and like experience Judaism in a different way. So my mom and my dad both grew up going to Camp Swig, which was like the prior Camp Newman, and actually my grandparents went to Camp Saratoga, which was like the prior Camp Swig. So camp has been in my family for many years, and I just know how special it's been in all my family's lives and the amazing memories and friendships that they've created there, and like they're still best friends today with some of their camp friends, and it's just like really remarkable to see.
Camp has evolved a lot through your time at camp, 13 years. What have you been impressed upon by the evolution of camp? Like, what have you been really surprised by?
I think like physically, when I first heard that they were making new cabins and changing camp, I was really against the idea, because I thought that it wouldn't be camp anymore and it was changing too much and it wouldn't be the same place. But now being here, especially as a staff member, and seeing my campers enjoying all of these like beautiful new spaces, I think it's really amazing how much we've been able to do and how much like money has been put towards this. And like in the long run, it's gonna make camp be there for so much longer, and it's gonna make it so many more people can attend camp, which is really amazing.
What types of beautiful areas have
been made in camp?
Like the new Welcome Center and the Mirpa'a and all the new cabins.
For you, what makes camp so special?
Definitely the people that I've met. All of my best friends are from camp, and like they're always the people that I want to talk to first, or like I would go to for anything, to talk about my day, to talk about literally anything when I just need a friend. And the people that I've met here are just so special, and these are like relationships that I know I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
How has camp impacted your Jewish identity or your Jewish life?
Camp has greatly impacted my Jewish identity. I think like growing up, aside from camp, like I was never really that interested in being Jewish. Like I would celebrate the holidays and things like that, but I never really wanted to go to temple. But camp has made me feel and act a lot more Jewish, in the sense that I'm very like culturally Jewish through like the communities and Nifty and camp. And camp has also shown me like what Nifty is, like the National Federation of Temple Youth. And I was on the board of that and did that throughout high school. So that like opened my eyes to a lot of new Jewish experiences and just made me appreciate like Judaism even more. And then like through Nifty, I did a semester in Israel, which was the most amazing thing I've ever done. And it really just allowed me to like express my Judaism and like my love for this community in a different light.
For the young campers, what would you say to them in terms of like them coming back?
I think of anything, it would just be to give it a fair chance. Even if you don't have the best like first summer, first experience, like there's so many other like amazing things and people and wonderful things about this place, and it's worth giving it a shot.
As you know, camp runs on a philosophy of care. How has that philosophy been a part of your time at camp as a counselor and as a camper?
This philosophy has been like super important. I think it's a newer, so when I was a camper, I mean, obviously I didn't know about it and what each letter stood for. But looking back on my camp experiences, I always just felt so accepted and supported and respected by all of my counselors and staff members, and they were all role models to me. Like, they're still people that I look up to today. And I think being a CIT and now being a counselor for 2 years, I've learned a lot kind of by example from them, but also from my own experiences, and just how important it is to kind of treat every kid as individuals and recognize like them for their special traits and qualities and be a role model for them. And I think that's because I had counselors that were role models for me, and I want to be that for the next generation.
Throughout this conversation, we've talked a lot about how your role models are for you and then you filling in their place. We talked about your family and how you and your brother came to camp, and your cousins came to camp, and your grandparents and your parents and your aunt and uncle came to camp. That is all part of a concept of le dor v'dor.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that and explain how that not only is a part of Jewish traditions, but also about camp traditions?
Yeah, so le dor v'dor basically means like passing something on from one generation to the next. And I think that camp is a great example of that, especially in my family and in my community. And I have such a deeper appreciation for camp because my parents have experienced it too, because my grandparents, my aunts and uncles and cousins have also experienced it. It just makes it so much easier to like relate to them, and they understand what I'm talking about even when I can't explain how amazing it is. And I know that it's something that I want my kids to do someday, and hopefully their kids and their kids. And it's just really cool to think about like all of the legacies that have come before you and like all of the ones that will come after you.